Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape. We are really glad to have everybody on the call this evening. Had several from all over the country beeping in here. And we appreciate every one of you getting on the call. And if we have some new people, the person that invited you on the call invited you for a reason, because there is something very exciting here that we feel like is very beneficial to your health. Amazing Grape is not just a sales organization. We're here to sell product. Obviously, if we don't sell any product, we won't make any money. But there's a little bit different twist to what all we're doing here, because we want to present the research. We want to present what has been learned and what has been studied about the muscadine grape that makes it such an amazing grape, and then let you take that information and study it over and review it for yourself and come to a conclusion that we feel like will be an educated conclusion. And we want to give you an overview of that to start with this evening. And then I think we have a special guest for you this evening. I think it's going to be very exciting for you. The muscadine, as we have told all along, I'm going to give you a little information here from our own literature. It's an amazing grape. And there's been hundreds of research papers that have come out in the United States, and mostly since 2003. These papers are from prestigious universities, from the National Institute of Health, from a number of universities scattered all over the Southeast, because the muscadine is native to the southeastern United States. Now, in these researchers, particularly the University of Georgia, have done a lot of research and come up with the idea that there was more nutrients, phenolic compounds and antioxidants, hundreds of them, they say, in one place in the muscadine grape, more than any other fruit or vegetable in the whole world. And a doctor from one of the local universities here said that your body can tell the difference. You can pull some nutrients from one area, you can pull some from another area, you can pull some from another fruit or whatever, and put them together, and they're good nutrients, but they have a synergy when they all come from one place, such as the muscadine grape. And that's why the doctor said your body can tell the difference. The muscadine grape has 20 pairs of chromosomes, and all of your table grapes, your bunch grapes, your wine grapes, they only have 19 pairs of chromosomes. Now, by doing that, they also found out that the research from the ORAC laboratory, the Brunswick laboratories on the ORAC studies, are the oxygen radical absorbing capacity of any kind of fruit or vegetable or whatever, they found that the muscadine has more than 44 times as much resveratrol, which is anti-aging, as the red wine grape. And I was noticing here just a couple months ago, Charlie Rose on the CBS Morning News was saying that the greatest new research that is going to be coming out in the United States for the Alzheimer's patients was going to be from the resveratrol found in the red wine grape skin. Well, the muscadine has over 44 times as much of that naturally. And there's been a lot of other studies done, some of them publicly funded and some of them privately funded. There's been a study done at a major university here locally on the artery size. And what they did is they had done a lot of studies on it in the past, but the head heart doctor there at the major university gave people, he had 50 serious heart patients, he gave 25 of them a sugar pill, and then he gave 25 of them two capsules a day of muscadine grape product, and he found out that within 30 days, it had opened the arteries over 4%, almost 4%, which really makes a big difference. Can help with blood pressure, with heart disease, with cholesterol problems. And the grape seed, they said, also greatly reduces inflammation. And it doesn't have any of the serious side effects of most anti-inflammatory drugs. I was listening just this evening to a commercial on TV for the people who have diabetic pain in their feet, and it said that they could use Lyrica. Well, Lyrica is a drug, and it's for pain. And this drug had all kinds of side effects. It had everything from even stroke and death and just a number of side effects that it had with it. Also, it could cause suicidal thoughts. and things like that. Well, those are all drugs, and yet here we have something that is totally natural that doesn't have all those side effects. Also, in these privately funded and research studies and everything, we found that at a major university, they took seven different types of cancer, and these were live cancer cells that come from laboratories all over the United States. They put them in vitro. They put them in petri dishes, and they coated them with the muscadine, grape seed, and skin extracts. And within 7 days, they had a huge inhibition of growth of those seven different types of human cancers. That was including brain, breast, including the triple negative breast cancer, which they have no protocol in the medical community to do anything about, lung cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, leukemia, and skin cancer. And this research is ongoing, but there was significant inhibition of growth of these cancers with these studies. Also, the studies that were done at that major university, a prominent researcher on diabetes, been studying it for 40 years, and he began to study the muscadine products, and he found that in his own clinical trials that he was able to help reverse diabetes in 80% of his participants in a 12-week period of time. So what we say about it is that finely ground and convenient, we grind it up into a fine powder, and we put two 650-milligram capsules a day of the muscadine seed and skin product known as Amazing Grape, may just provide you with the most economical way to nourish your cells and give your body the nutrients and the strength that it needs to make a big difference in your health. So we have used as a sort of a statement with it, wouldn't it be to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down the aging process, and fight against cancer with only one product? You know, I have to say this every once in a while. I mention this again, but it's always very special to me. The Lord told Adam in the very first chapter of the Bible, 29th verse, he said, "I have given you every herb bearing seed. To you it shall be for meat or for food." And I ask the question sometimes why it took us 6,000 years to figure this out. But the seed is where the most of the nutrients at. About 67% of the nutrients are in the seed, and about 27% is in the skin. And then there's 5 or 6% of the nutrients in the juice from the muscadine. The juice is really good, and some people make wine out of it. But the seed in the skin has all the nutrients, and that's where we focus on when we put the seed in the skin in the product for you. But tonight, I'll give you a little overview there of what we're doing with the product and the benefits it is to you. And, of course, I talk more about this because I'm more excited about this than I'm about the networking part or the money part of it. But I've got a special guest on tonight. Dr. Holler, are you still on?
I'm here.
Good. We've got Dr. Holler with us. He's been a very good friend of mine for a long time. I hope he'll still consider me his friend. And he has been a chiropractic physician here for many years in this area. And he has had a lot of experience with pain because a lot of people come to these kind of doctors with pain. And so he's had some great successes, and he's also had a lot of interest and understanding of the things that we're concerned about here. And from what I've overviewed here, Dr. Holler, would you talk to us a little bit about your experience with pain and with the natural products and especially the Amazing Grape product? Glad to have you on
Paul,
the call.
Yeah, we're still friends, all right, but I'll tell you what, after listening to you already here, I'm ready to go out and buy some more. I mean... you really put it where it's supposed to be. Well, really, what I wanted to say something. I don't have anything written up to talk to anybody about, but what I would like to talk about is about the bioflavonoids. And you're going to be hearing more and more about these bioflavonoids. These are products that chemicals that are mainly found in. Well, they're also in the seeds, but they're also mainly at the the grape's skin area. And actually, most of your fruits underneath the skin, take, for instance, the lemon, the oranges, the grapes, all of them have bioflavonoids right underneath the skin, and they're attached. In other words, you look at your apple, say, for instance, and you peel off a little piece of the skin, that white part underneath the skin there is where your bioflavonoids are located. And a lot of people just peel those things off and throw them away. I remember when I was a child, we would eat grapes, and we'd suck the juice out of them and spit the seeds out and spit the skins out, and we were really getting very little of the nutritional value. But we didn't know that when we were a child. So, I really want you to understand what these bioflavonoids really are. They will help inflammation. Inflammation is all throughout your body. Anytime you've got pain or anything like that, there's an inflammatory reaction going on. And with a heart attack, say, for instance, or a stroke, what really happens is these arteries, the blood vessels, become inflamed, and they build up clots and things like that. And what the bioflavonoids do, they work on the blood vessel themselves, the cells of the blood vessel. They also kind of act like a kind of like a glue-ish thing to help to hold the cells together. You know, sometimes when you have an inflammatory reaction, the blood cell will leak. You like a bruise, you get a bruise, there's bleeding there. Well, if you've noticed, some people, they bleed very easily. They get touched or something like that. We call that vascular flaccidity, and the blood vessels are very weak, and they will break. They start to bleed. Well, what the bioflavonoids will do will go in there and strengthen those and make them stronger and help the inflammation. And that's where it's all at. You stop and think about it. These people with these heart attacks and everything going on right now, there's a real problem with inflammation. Inflammation throughout the vascular system. And, of course, we have pain areas like your joints. They also have to have certain amount of joint fluids in there, and all this stuff has to be taken care of. If your body's not healthy, it just will cause, you know, you start to have these pain areas and inflammation. So I think we're really onto a hot product here because of the bioflavonoids. And what I wanted to say is, I've lost my train of thought here. With the inflammation of, say, for instance, the joints in there, you'll find that if you'll start taking the muscadine seeds and the skins and all that together, that's the neat thing about it. There's other products out there that just use the seeds, okay? Well, this is... Amazing Grape, they use everything, and that's what's the beauty of it. They're getting all of it put together. And, you know, what I was thinking about was, you know, with the, I believe that the muscadine plant, is that not a kind of like a tree, Paul?
It can grow into a fairly heavy trunk on it.
Like a tree, as I picture the thing. I really haven't ever seen the thing, but I've read about it. And most grapes are kind of like on vines, but with the muscadine, it's definitely a different thing. And I'd say it's the grandfather of the grapes, and it has more nutritional value in it. But what I was trying to get at is that with a tree trunk, like an apple tree, any of the fruit trees. The way the Lord made these things, you know, you've heard many times about the nutritional value of our ground now, the farmland and all that sort of. We've lost the nutritional value, such as the minerals, and minerals are so very important. Linus Pauling, a Nobel Prize winner, he said that most diseases due to a lack of minerals. Well, that was one of the things, but he was also the guy that studied vitamin C. Well, some doctors tried to duplicate his testing, but what they did, they used synthetic or ascorbic acid. In other words, you put it on the blackboard, and the formula all looks the same, ascorbic acid, okay? Well, what Linus Pauling used, he used natural vitamin C that had the bioflavonoids in it. And when they did the other studies, they only used ascorbic acid, and it did not function properly. So they said, oh, vitamin C doesn't do that. Well, from years and years ago, I've been telling my patients, always get your vitamin C that has the bioflavonoids in it. Well, guess what? Well, now we've got the fruit right there that has it all there for us. But what I was trying to say also with the root system, the root systems for trees goes deep down in where there are lots of minerals down there, okay? It's not the surface area, but it's deep down in the ground. Alfalfa roots can go down 20-some feet. So anyhow, so they're getting the nutrients that they need. And what the plant does now, it takes hard minerals. There's two different kinds of minerals. You have inorganic minerals and you have organic minerals. Well, our body utilizes organic minerals, but most of the vitamins and minerals you get over the counter nowadays are the hard minerals, which are organic or inorganic minerals. And our body cannot use that. They actually can cause problems with your arteries and stuff. So stop and think about this. When a plant goes down there with those roots, it draws up those minerals, inorganic minerals, the hard minerals, and when it processes it in the fruit, it actually turns to organic minerals, and organic minerals chelates it. In other words, they're chelated by the plant. And then when we eat the plant, then we are eating the minerals that our body can utilize. I hope I made that clear to you.
In other words, they ionize them and make them in small enough particles where the body can use them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But there's a difference in the minerals, because the inorganic minerals are very hard on your body. And you take a lot of them, it can cause damage to your body. They can start to coalesce in the joints and cause problems in your joints that way. But what we really want is phytonutrients. Okay, phytonutrients is coming from plants. And those plants have taken those inorganic minerals and turned them into organic minerals, chelated them. So chelation means that it's much more easily absorbed. And so that's a beauty of the plants. And that, like you said, you quoted the scriptures there, Paul, and that's what the man was given at the very beginning, fruits, grains, and nuts. But it wasn't until after sin is when they started getting vegetables, okay? And the vegetables were not quite as potent as the fruits were. But anyhow, that's a neat thing that how he has made these things for us. I remember when I took the pharmacology, the professor was a PhD in pharmacology, also was a physician. And his very first sentence, when he came in there to open up the class, he says, I want you folks to know all drugs are poison. And can you imagine when you see these advertisements on TV, and every time they come out with a drug that they talk about, how many side effects are they talking about? They have to mention them. They have to mention them. When you take a food product that can do the similar, if not better, situation there, you don't have the side effects. It's safe. It's food. And this is something you have to get into your mind. Now, there's times when you need some pharmaceuticals, but it's something that has been overutilized, and it's causing people to die. I'm seriously, over long periods of times, and iatrogenic disease is rampant. Iatrogenic meaning doctor-induced disease. And you will find that the misuse of drugs and the safetyness in hospitals and stuff like that, you're taking a big risk. So let's try to start using nature for what God has planned it for to be, and we would be much better off and have a lot longer lifespan, I can tell you. I hope that answers some of the questions out there.
Yeah, Dr. Holler, I've got a couple more things I want to mention here, and I want you to comment on them. One is, you were talking about the difference in the strength of the vitamin C coming from a plant. Well, Dr. Mascalet, when he came over here from France in 1978 and began to talk about the vinifera grape, which is the bunch grape, the cluster grape, the wine grape, he had a couple statements that he made to have to do with the OPCs and what it does. I want to read a couple paragraphs of his statement and let you come in on that, and then I want to say something other about diabetes. If you regular, this is Dr. Jack Mascalet, he said, if you regularly take OPC, your vascular walls will be reinforced. Say you have a hemorrhage. In the morning, you brush your teeth and discover that your gums are bleeding, or you notice a speck of blood in the cornea of the eye, or at night, you feel tired, your calves are swollen, you notice edema, and et cetera. In that case, you're suffering from vascular fragility, and OPC fights all these pathological mechanisms. It even goes one step further. In the human body, everything is vascularized. Each and every cell needs to be nourished and supplied with oxygen. Well, who is in charge of this nourishment and enabling every cell to breathe? Ultimately, this is the task of the capillary vessels. They are the emissaries that go to each cell. The plumbing has to be in good shape. If there's a leak, of course, you know that leaks can be extremely dangerous. For example, in the brain. I don't have to draw you a picture to make you understand what a cerebral hemorrhage is. Now, talk a little bit more about the blood vessels and what this does with the heart and the products of the OPCs and the, of course, the muscadine, but they were telling back there in 1978 that the vinifera grape was 50 times as strong as normal vitamin C.
Well, the only reason it was because of the bioflavonoids. See, a lot of people don't understand what those bioflavonoids are, but he's essentially saying the same thing that I was saying to you, just a little bit better. Because that's exactly what it is, a hemorrhage in the brain due to a blood vessel that has leaked, that's a stroke, okay? And if it's not stopped, another thing, what they do is they give people all kinds of aspirins. What does aspirins do but to thin the blood, making you really more susceptible for a stroke? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
And actually,
but that's what their treatment protocol is. And basically what he was saying is that by having the proper vitamin C, what the bioflavonoids are, they did these studies with ascorbic acid, and it did not function properly because it was a synthetic vitamin C. But when Linus Pauling did it, he used the bioflavonoids vitamin C and makes all together difference. I'll give you an example. I had a patient come in, it's been some time ago before I was even familiar with the grapes, and he was a large man, probably 300 and some pounds, but he had edema so bad in his legs, and from my experience, using vitamin C with bioflavonoids, I sent him out to the health food store to get some vitamin C with bioflavonoids in it, and he came back to me a few days later, and he says, boy, that stuff works. His edema had nearly gone completely away. He couldn't believe it, but it was all because of the vitamin C with the bioflavonoids in it.
Wow. The results just really speak for themselves, and we're having testimonies come from all over the country of similar people telling about the results that they're getting and what they're seeing and how it's doing for them. And it's really exciting to hear the testimonies and hear people call me up last week, several of them, and different things that the amazing grape product was doing for them. But there's one other thing that, Dr. Holler, you've not been on the call lately, and I've been hammering for the last 3 weeks on diabetes because
okay.
I have got a number of books here lately that are really strengthening to me, and they tell me a lot of the stuff that I've been believing for some time, and that is I got a book by a pharmacist, and her name is Susie Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, and she wrote a book about diabetes without drugs, in which in this book she has outlined pages of drugs that actually cause diabetes. And
That's right.
She said that the statin drugs particularly cause diabetes. There's high blood pressure medicine. There's all kinds of other medicines, very much like what you were just saying about the different pharmaceutical type things, that they are actually causing diabetes. And diabetes is right now at epidemic stages in America. And it's to the point where that there is one in four people is affected with diabetes or precursors to diabetes. And they say that within another 8 or 10 years, some of the doctors on TV on the morning programs are talking about that within 8 or 10 years, if something is not drastically done about this, that it is going to be one in two people. It'll be half the country that will be affected by diabetes. And when we find the results from the studies that the well-known researcher over here at the local university, what he said about it was, is that the he showed us molecular studies on the board that about 7 or 8 different ways molecularly that the muscadine grape actually goes in and mimics insulin and actually starts to cause the little islands of Langerhans, the little glands on the pancreas that makes the insulin, to start actually functioning again. And he was very excited about the research. We were very excited about it. But to find these books that back up and actually give a lot more credibility to the fact that a lot of drugs that are out there are actually causing diabetes in this country. Have you had some experience with that, even with your chiropractic patients?
Well, keep in mind, I'm also a naturopathic physician, too, and so I treat all kinds of patients. But I need to do a little bit more research on it. But what I'm finding with the diabetes, yes, it is epidemic right now. And what they're also saying now, too, is that diabetes is an autoimmune disease. That means that your body is fighting against itself. And it's a form of inflammation. And again, the inflammation problem can be corrected by using these bioflavonoids. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. When you stop to think about what we have here, all these drugs that are being used out there can be very detrimental to you. Sometimes they can be life-saving, but not on a long-term basis usually, okay? Like an antibiotic, you don't use an antibiotic usually longer than a couple of weeks or so. But with this inflammation now, if in fact the bioflavonoids are helping the diabetic, we're talking heart disease, we're talking cancers, we're talking, well, gum disease was mentioned in there with that other fella. That was another vascular problem, okay, with the gum disease. And so what we're doing, we're trying to get rid of the inflammation. Keep the idea and understand what our real health problem is inflammation. And what gets rid of inflammation the best? That's what we want to do. We want to get rid of the inflammation. And that inflammation can be all over your body, especially in the blood vessels and in the joints, okay, and in our organs. Well, the pancreas happens to be an organ that helps, like you mentioned, islet Langerhans. That's the one cells that produce the insulin. But you see, with the autoimmune disease, these things can be all screwed up and they will not function properly. And so if the insulin is not taking care of the glucose that's coming into the body, it retains itself into the blood vessels and in cells and does not get into the cell where it's supposed to be for nutrients, okay? So that's the problem with diabetes. The glucose is not getting in the cell where it needs to be because the transporter, which is the insulin, helps to do that, and it's not functioning properly.
Dr. Holler, I try, and I really try, but you really put it in a good perspective, and you can explain these things so much better, and that's what we appreciate so much. And you know, that's what we've been telling people about the Amazing Grape product. One of the biggest things it does, it gets rid of inflammation, or it reduces inflammation in the body. And anytime you reduce the inflammation, it's going to do so much good for so many things. And we're really excited about it.
Absolutely. That's what I say. Let's look at the big picture of this thing. Don't make it hard. You don't need to be a physician. You don't need to be a chemist or anything like that. If you can just get the idea that nature, God has put these things out there for our use. Okay, even though we have sin in this world and we've got deterioration and everything, there are still things available for us in His creation that we can use to help. He didn't make our bodies to be drugged. What is that, Hippocrates, I believe it was, or was in the scripture, I can't, let your foods be your medicine and your medicines be your food. And that's
right.
Basically what it is.
Well, Dr. Holler, our time has come and gone again, but we do appreciate so much you being on the call tonight. And as you notice, folks, I haven't even got to the opportunity we have for sharing this with people across the country. And as you share it with them and you hear these same kind of testimonies, you know that it's a good product. And if it's a good product and got a good marketing plan, we feel like you'll really go places with it. Now, we'll try to talk about marketing later. But, Dr. Holler, I really appreciate you being on the call tonight, and we'll try to bring you back on with some more information of this, and we want to get a lot more. We've got several doctors that are working with us now, and they're different kinds of physicians, and we want to bring out some of the things that they have each one found benefits of the Amazing Grape product. But we want everybody to know about it, so everybody tell everybody about it. But the people that may be listening tonight that have been invited on the call, please get back with the person who invited you on the call and go ahead and get signed up if you haven't to start getting the product on a regular basis. We have an autoship program where we pay the shipping. We'll ship it right to your door. All you do is pay for the product. We're going to ship it to your door with free shipping. And so we appreciate everybody being on tonight. We'll be trying to bring you some more information like this next week. And so until next week, we're going to sign off, but I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight and look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you so much for being on the call. And good night, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Thank you. Chapter 8, verses 1 through 21.
Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple gain proof.
words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are righteous. They are faultless to those who are knowledgeable. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate. I hate pride, arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me, kings reign, and rulers make laws that are just. By me, princes govern, and all nobles who rule on earth. I love them, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice built. I walk in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and make their treasuries full.
You go from one place to the other, and you go to the other, and you go to the
yeah.
You know? I want to get information about the aerial pop, and now, I need the bars and stuff like that. There's so much fun about getting it. And then you can install them. I don't know what. Okay, I think. So much. Maybe. on the letter.
Document C that written by first C.
can't be all. I got another this other animal. And I wonder how you do that. I guess I have fired. But these women really don't say that it's enough. Well, I guess we have to do it. Yeah. Did you make it in time?
Oh.
Yeah. I guess I have to go back to the home. I think I left.
Oh,
is
that right?
Yeah. But, what's that here?
Headphones.
Yeah, do you have some?
Huh?
Do you have some?
No, I
now, this is what it said. Diarrhea for little ones can be disturbing. And about dehydration. A bit of slippery elm as to each cell of diarrhea will help dramatically to fix the problem. If you do not have slippery elm powder, try using a bit of cornstarch mixed with water, just like you're going to make gravy. This too will slow the process to keep the cells from dehydrating. And or add a papaya tablet or two to each meal. That alone may do the trick. And then it does say about adult diarrhea usually responds well to the same treatment unless the problem is the result of a bacteria or a disease. And then it still does no harm. If the problem is bacteria or bad food, immediately take charcoal water. Just 1 tablespoon of powdered charcoal into 1 glass of water and drink the whole thing quickly. Follow this with another glass of water since charcoal can be complicated. Repeat the dose as to eat onto the bathroom and the problem is soon history. Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to look for more pages for the whole bunch. A whole bunch of pages on. I'm going to look for it. There's a bunch of different pages. Diarrhea. A teaspoon of sweet elm made into a nut powder, made into a thin gruel, beaten a bit, and given over time, there's a deep gruel, has an amazing effect on baby or children's size. Yes, an older adult who needs any remedy just keep the dosage to a tablespoon or more an hour, or after each piece of every school. This alum really absorbs biscuits and helps swell up young. But there is another almost unexplainable side to the feed of I think then it's complicated. I'm going to look. Oh, okay, here it says, aloe is a great healer for intestinal problems because it soothes and heals. A friend of mine had taken an antibiotic because of some virus that left her ill at the hospital. The antibiotic left her with terrible diarrhea and a seriously messed up digestive system. And she, someone suggested aloe vera to her. They tried it in just 8 minutes, but and That was intentional. I'm going to look at it. When you get tired of looking at the kids. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Use cornstarch if you have nothing else.
Okay.
Or drink silver. It kills the cornstarch to get the virus bacteria. All right. Bye. Sorry. Bye bye. Oh, I thought you would be at the back.
Yeah,
okay. It says another simple remedy is 1 teaspoon of cornstarch in 1/4 to 1/2 cup of water. Hit this slowly, and it will usually stop the runs in short order. You have cornstarch.
Oh.
And then stop all dairy products and soup until the diarrhea is gone. Use the Brett diet, bananas, rice, applesauce, and toast. All right, now I'm going to look for some more. Okay. Put all your tablets next to me, because you don't have any of them. Put all your tablets. Yeah. You might have to sleep on the cot. I just could talk about and about and about one more thing. Keep coming in. This becomes hot. If you can make it before you have to go. That says, they down to charcoal water, a third is down to the box. Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Here.
Can you see? Okay, right, bye-bye. Hmm.